Welcome to Calming Anxiety, your moment of daily guided meditation with me, your host, Martin Hewlett. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and the creator of Calming Anxiety. Before we start, do subscribe and hit the notifications as there is a new show every day of every week. So find your quiet place where you won't be disturbed to sit or lie down. Close your eyes so that with your beautiful mind you can explore and appreciate every feeling in and around your chest as you breathe. To be aware of every breath intimately, like never before. To explore and appreciate the subtle nuance as your rib cage expands, rises, to draw in every life-giving breath full of hope, ambition, excitement. To be mindful of the pause always between the in and the out breath, so that as you exhale, you become aware deeply of that feeling of natural relaxation. A sense of calm that can flow outwards from your chest to flow through every cell, every fiber, every thought, so that in the future, whenever stress, panic or anxiety raise their heads, you can easily focus and slowing your breathing and building that sense of calm relaxation to take back control over the way you think, feel and react. Relax now, ever deeper with every out-breath, with every word I say, as if your consciousness was floating soft further and further down, carried by a gentle breeze, to bring a deeper sense of peace and tranquility to the turmoil within your thoughts. Relax, unwind, and just be so at peace, safe within your thoughts. Deeper and deeper and deeper with the rhythmic rise and fall of every breath. Just allow all of your tension to melt away, as if the darkness, the sadness, the pain and regrets were evaporating from the surface of your skin, to leave you whole, balanced and ready. Just you and this moment in time, so that in your beautiful mind you can visualize these three simple words, to repeat them with within your own thoughts on every out-breath, to see them bright, bold. So as you exhale, repeat in your beautiful mind, I am grateful. Your first conscious thoughts, to getting out of bed, to being in control of your destiny, to let go of the negativity and sadness of your past, to have this opportunity wherever you are in your life, whatever you're going through, the chance to take stock, and the road ahead may still be dark and difficult, but you have choice and a chance. So with every out-breath, with every moment, with every beat of your beautiful heart, as you exhale, visualize and repeat, I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. And the darkness you face today, the sadness, the difficulties, the anxiety and nerves, they may seem insurmountable today, but time will pass, lessons will be learned, pain will heal, and as you progress, as you take care of your mind, becoming stronger, more courageous, resilient and ambitious, you will look back on those dark moments with newfound wisdom to pass on to others, to explore all that life has, and that this moment was short and powerful, and you will be grateful. So once more, as you exhale, I am grateful. I am grateful. From the first intake of breath, from the rain against my face, from the warmth of the sun, from the connections I choose to make, from the way I see the world around me, for this chance to grow and improve, I am grateful. For the knowledge I will share, for the ability to empower others with my story, I am grateful. So relax and unwind. Just focus on the beauty of your breathing and honor yourself with this moment of reflection. Now take a deep, deep intake of breath and start to reorientate your mind to the potential, the possibilities and the joy of the day ahead. Take another deep breath now, filling your lungs up to the very top once more and stretching out the muscles in your arms and legs, and open your eyes and smile. And well done, and thank you for following along. Life has its ups and downs. Last week, I snapped my calf muscle, and apart from the slight inconvenience of the day, and the fact that I'm on crutches for a while, and the setbacks in my training, I've taken a few days out. I'm allowed to take that moment to feel a little bit aggrieved. But this week, it's a new week. I've got a new training plan, a new way of thinking about it, of being positive. It's not the end of the world. It's just part of life. And compared to so many others, I am blessed. Share your story of growth and rebirth. Take care. Let's reconnect tomorrow. And as always, my friend, be kind.